You're listening to SBS News.
A targeted campaign at Australia's busiest airport is hoping to disrupt the complex issue of forced marriage. Dubbed Project Skywarp, the six-month pilot program is a collaboration between the Australian Federal Police, Anti-Slavery Australia and Sydney Airport. The campaign will see posters plastered on the back of bathroom doors and in other areas of the airport, targeting passengers at risk of being taken overseas or just arriving in the country to be married against their will. Forcing someone to marry is illegal, one poster reads. Help and support is available. AFP Assistant Commissioner Debbie Platts says the campaign is about raising awareness of the issue in Australia.
We want all members of the community to know that marrying somebody has to be your choice. If it's not your choice, then there is options and help available for you.
Forced marriage was introduced as an offence into the Commonwealth Criminal Code in 2013. It's when a person gets married without freely and fully consenting because they've been coerced, threatened or deceived, or do not understand the nature and effect of a marriage ceremony. Anti-Slavery Australia Director Jill McKeo says it's an issue that affects many different communities.
We've dealt with people from 26 different ethnic backgrounds. There isn't really one background or religion that we can name or we would name. By definition, a child is someone under 18, of course, and typically it's young people up to about 25.
The posters will be displayed in the toilets, as that's often the only place a potential victim will be alone. Sydney Airport was chosen as the launch site of the project as it's Australia's busiest. Assistant Commissioner Platt says more than 44 million passengers pass through every year.
We want travellers passing through Sydney Airport to stop and realise. There may be somebody sitting next to you at a departure gate who is being forced to travel overseas.
There were 91 reports of forced marriage referrals to the AFP in the 2018-2019 financial year. The number could be higher due to underreporting. Advocates who work with vulnerable women in multicultural communities are questioning whether the campaign will be effective. Australian Muslim Women's Association volunteer Silma Iram spoke to SBS.
And we're underfunded. All organisations are underfunded. So that's really where the targeting should go. At the airport, it's too late. And you're also dealing with a criminal issue then, and no woman wants to criminalise her family.
The pilot program will be reassessed after 6 months and potentially introduced in other languages and locations. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.